Nolte, Russia bounty hoax is reason number 11207 to ignore the corporate media. By John Nolte on April 16, 2021. If the Russia bounty hoax is not the final straw for those who still rely on the corporate media for news, you obviously enjoy being lied to and misinformed. This is how it works: in an effort to meddle in a presidential election, some lying, anonymous deep stater leaks deliberate misinformation to the far-left New York Times. The Times uncritically publishes what it knows is disinformation. The rest of the corporate media spend days spreading what they know is a lie. The target of the lie, in this case President Trump, denies the story. The corporate media fact-checkers declare him a liar with the full boat of four Pinocchios. And then, long after it no longer matters, the fake media tell the truth, that it was all a lie. Back in July, the left-wing propagandists at the Times published this pile of obvious horseshit. Russia secretly offered Afghan militants bounties to kill U.S. soldiers. I don't link fake news. The goal of this attack on Trump was the claim he knew about it and did nothing. The obvious narrative is that Trump cares more about Putin than our troops. At the time, the Russia bounty story was an obvious and blatant lie. An unconfirmed report, a manufactured narrative to undermine one of Trump's many presidential strengths. In this case, his affection for the U.S. military and his string of foreign policy success at making the world a safer and more peaceful place. Again and again and again, this is how the corporate media use fake news to push its extreme left agenda. They find or invent a source to tell them a lie they are desperate to report. Then the rest of the scumbags, the entire institution of the corporate media, coordinates to go hog wild with it so the lie consumes the news for days and weeks. Then the Democrats go hog wild with it. Then, when the target of lies denies the lie, the fraudulent fact-checkers go to work. Finally, just as we have seen with the four-year Russia collusion hoax and the hands-up, don't shoot hoax and the George Zimmerman hoax and the Covington hoax and all the hate crime hoaxes, need I go on? After it matters, after all the political and reputational damage is done, and predominantly black, working-class neighborhoods are smoldering, we are told, oops, never mind. Meanwhile, this very same fake media ignore legitimate stories damaging to their precious Democrats, like Hunter Biden's laptop, children in Democrat-constructed cages, or a mass shooter who never should have gotten into the country. Those of us in new media have a responsibility to not spread the fake media's unconfirmed reports and lies, to not do the corporate media devil's dirty work by aggregating this junk. We need to ignore these stories, especially obvious lies like this one, until they are confirmed or, and this will mostly be the case, debunked. We need to be our own media, and that means pushing our own narratives and retreating from 20 years of reacting to the fake media. These people are straight-up liars and propagandists who are constantly looking to deceive and misinform, who are constantly trying to trick new media into publishing their lies or wasting our time on defense. Hey, I'm as guilty of this as anyone on the planet. New media is now beyond the need to document media bias. We won that battle. We forced the corporate media out of the closet as full-blown activists and propagandists. Best of all, we now have the infrastructure to report out our own news and enough eyeballs to push the ideas and narratives we want pushed. The corporate media are a cabal and cult of mercenary liars willing to say or do anything, willing to hurt and burn down entire neighborhoods to further their wicked cause. The best way to fight them is to ignore them. No, that won't always be possible, but reacting to KNLL, NBC, The Washington Post, The New York Times, NPR, etc., should no longer be our default position. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.